Our South African sunshine may be great for tourism and for water sports enthusiasts and anyone who loves spending time outdoors, but it's hell on our skin. So this week's life hack is some advice for taking better care of our skin going forward and avoiding some of the bad habits that many of us pick up along the way. My guest joining us on the line is Natasha Duval, who is brand manager at Fundamental Skincare. They're a local skincare brand specializing in products that are developed specifically to meet the needs of a South African consumer living in the South African climate. Natasha, lovely to have you with us. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Pippa. Thank you for having me. It's a great excited pleasure. To be talking to you.
Thank you. Yes. Before we talk about the bad habits we need to break, won't you just briefly tell us a little bit about Fundamental Skincare? How long have you actually been around?
Sure. Fundamental Skincare was actually launched in 2021. So we're a relatively new skincare brand. Yeah. And like you mentioned so beautifully and eloquently, we are a small team that believe that skincare should be accessible to all. Quality, good skincare should be accessible to all. And so all of our products are affordable, they're vegan-friendly, cruelty-free, once again, proudly South African. And we just want to educate everyone and just help everyone out there with their skin and help everyone look after their skin so that they have healthy skin for many, many years.
Okay, well, thanks. We all need every bit of help that we can get as we get older. Natasha, anybody who's on the other side of 40 like I am, looks at that reality in the mirror every day and goes, either I'm so glad I did look after my skin in my younger years, or I wish somebody had told me to take better care of my skin. So let's talk about some of the sort of the golden rules. I mean, we all know as women that you should be taking your makeup off every night before you go to bed. It's an easy one to overlook when you're tired or you've come home after a late night, but that's an absolute no-no. What about caring for our skin from the inside out? I've often been told that drinking water is the best thing you can do for your skin.
Of course, definitely drinking a lot of water and honestly just having a healthy diet and a healthy lifestyle. It all shows on your skin, how your skin glows and is dewy. That all shows through. But of course, applying topical products also helps your skin and also protects your skin. The number one thing that we find a lot of our customers have a problem with or an issue with is using too many products. So the beauty industry is pretty large and it is filled with a lot of voices. And sometimes it's easy to get caught up in the latest trend. And, you know, you find or you speak to people who have 8 or 9 products that they're using every day and it's not really necessary, you know, to find what your skin needs. It is your skin and it is a living organ. So you want to really just protect it like you would protect your lungs or like you would protect your heart. You really do want to protect that. So we suggest that you try to look for what your skin concerns are. So that could be breakouts, pigmentation, those kind of things. And then find the products that work best for your skin. Not necessarily what the new advertising, you know, campaign is saying. Rather just look for things that suit your skin.
Natasha, of course, one of the side effects of having so many different products, besides the exorbitant cost that they often come at, is that they don't always mingle with each other well. There's a very real risk that if you are not using the right combination, you're actually causing potential irritating combinations by layering incorrectly. Not so.
Yes, that is correct. So a lot of the ingredients in skincare have active ingredients. So they're really active. And some of them are like gold standard ingredients, which are really great for anti-aging and protecting and all of that. But it is very important to know what active ingredient is in all your products so that you're layering them correctly. Like you said, mixing these formulas together really creates like a concoction that doesn't really, your skin won't really appreciate. To be honest, and it could lead to damaging your skin even worse, even more. So really knowing what is active ingredients is in your product and then knowing how to layer it is the best option.
Okay. Now, I mentioned sunshine and sunscreen at the start of the conversation, and I've said, I think, several times on air before, but I will say it again. When I was in high school, our late headmaster, Frank Simmons, was absolutely obsessive about making sure that we wore sunscreen. And if we were doing sports day or tennis after school, you either had a hat on or you had to have sun cream on. There were dispensers in the school bathrooms. It was non-negotiable. And at the time, we all thought he was bonkers. But Natasha, he was ahead of his time. We know now, of course, much better than we did back in the 1990s, how absolutely vital it is to wear sunscreen regularly. A lot of people make the mistake of thinking I only need it if I'm going outside or on a picnic or to the beach. That's a little short-sighted, isn't it?
It really, really, truly is. The UV rays from the sun are so harmful to our skin. And if you think that you're indoors and, you know, the sun, I'm not in the sun directly, it should be fine, you're very, very mistaken. There are free radicals that literally roam in the air that attack your skin's DNA, your cell's DNA, which accelerates aging. And having a broad spectrum SPF on your face protects you from that, protects you from the UVA, UVB rays. Just being in the sun for 5 minutes is really harmful. And sun damage, if it's really bad, is one of those things that you can't, go back on. You really can't fix that or correct it.
Yep.
So it's so, so important to use sunscreen inside, outside, every single day, in the morning. Don't forget it. It's the best thing for you.
Natasha, should you put it on first before any other skincare products, or should it go on as the final layer? I've always been curious about that because several different dermatologists have given me different answers on that question. For what it's worth, do you put yours on underneath everything else, somewhere in the middle, or on top of everything else?
No, it's the last one. It's the last product on your skincare routine. So you're going to start with a cleanser. Maybe you've got a toner. Maybe you have a serum or two. Your last product that you put on in the morning is your SPF. And then you can put on your makeup afterwards if you do wear makeup. If you don't, then you just leave the house. Your face will look fresh and dewy, and your skin will love you for it.
Okay, so sunscreen and then makeup, the last two steps in the daily routine. Okay, thank you for that. Another one to talk about is exfoliating. Natasha, it has its place. It can be beneficial to skin, but it can be overdone, not so.
Correct, yeah. So exfoliation is really important. Essentially, what it does is it removes the dead skin cells and promotes cell turnover, which gives you that like fresh look as well. So some people complain about having dull skin, and an exfoliating treatment will rid you of that dullness. And there are many ways that you can have your skin exfoliated. There's mechanical methods, which is like a derma roller, or a physical exfoliator, where it's like the product has got like grains of sand in it. That's what it would feel like. And then there's chemical exfoliators, and we are advocates of chemical exfoliators because it is absorbed evenly throughout the skin. Sometimes a physical and a mechanical exfoliator can lead to over exfoliating because the areas are penetrated differently, and having over exfoliated skin really leads to sensitive skin, and then you'll find that being in the sun is a bit more harmful and your skin burns a little bit. So really, exfoliate, there's definitely a place for it. Once a week, once every 2 weeks. It really depends on, again, knowing your skin and knowing what your skin needs. And then we really do recommend doing a chemical exfoliator over the other two options.
Okay, thank you for that. Natasha, a very good question in from our listener, Roslyn, who's just WhatsApped to say, please ask about using a moisturizer with built-in sunscreen. This means we can't put on the sunscreen last.
Well, yes, of course. If you have a great moisturizer, hydrating moisturizer that's already contains an SPF, then you are good to go. Then you've got that SPF locked in there. Just we recommend, as long as it's an SPF 30 or over, that'll be perfect. Then you're done for the day.
Okay, thank you for that, Rosalind. Thanks for the question. Okay, the last one goes to any mother of teenagers, but also to lots of the adults who have to deal with the occasional skin breakout, Natasha, and that is not to pick at your pimples.
Yeah, unfortunately, as much the temptation is always there just to pick on it and squeeze it and make sure, you know, but honestly, the best thing would just to not pick on them. Just leave them, let them run its course. What happens is if you incorrectly extract a pimple, the inflammation actually spreads underneath the skin surface, which exacerbates that inflammation and that infection. So really, if you do have a large breakout, we recommend going to see a professional, going to see a dermatologist or like a facialist, and having them extract it professionally. So don't use dirty fingers. Always wash your hands. That's another tip that we can add into this conversation. If you are going to touch your face and pick at this, and if you know that you're going to be able to extract that breakout correctly, please do it with clean, clean fingers. So important.
Okay. If you have been a picker in the past, Natasha, the chances are you have got some scarring. Is there anything that can be done to reduce that scarring after it's happened?
Yes. So the best way really to do that would be to include an exfoliator into your routine, and then include some sort of vitamin A or retinoid serum. So the retinoid serum is considered a gold standard in skincare, and it really, really is. But again, it's one of those active ingredients, so you need to be wary of that ingredient and know when to apply it and how much to apply it. A lot of skincare brands include retinoid or have a retinoid serum, and there's different strengths. So just speak to the consultant that you're talking with and find out exactly what the lowest strength is if you're new to it, and work your way up with the different kinds of strengths of that active ingredient.
Okay, thank you for that. Natasha, final question then. I've had a look at your Fundamental Skincare website, and it's very practical and easy to use. What they've done is group the products by sort of skin. You can search by skin challenge. So if you have a very dry or sensitive skin, or if you're dealing with dark marks and pigmentation, for example, you can search the specific product range that suits that. Pricing really very reasonable. Some of these products starting at, you know, sort of only at under 100 Rand in some cases for things that many of us are used to paying 400, 500 plus at least. So Natasha, your challenge of accessible skincare, I think, is certainly being met there. Where do our listeners go if they'd like to check out the Fundamentals range?
So we are an online store solely. So you can go to our website, www.fundamentals-skincare.co.za. And if you have any questions or concerns, or you're just not sure what products to use, we do have an online booking system on our website, and we actually call you back and we give you a full skin consult and recommend the right products for your skin type and your skin concerns.
Natasha Duval, thank you so much for the good advice. Brand manager at Fundamentals Skincare. Once again, that website is fundamentals-skincare.co.za.